The Mississippi and Missouri rivers appear to have crested again in St. Louis. Water levels today are on their way down. While the flood wall protecting the downtown has remained intact, high waters are wreaking havoc on surrounding areas, and thousands have been evacuated from those areas. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports that every city resident has been affected, one way or another, by the relentless rivers.
Highway 40, which crosses the Missouri River, is one of the main access roads into the city from the west. One of the first levee breaks over the weekend sent the river rushing across the highway, closing the road and bridge. Early this morning, that left just one way over the Missouri, and that turned into a 10-mile backup.
It is a mess out here right now. It is a total mess. We're looking at Highway 70 right now. Highway 70.
46,000 extra cars and trucks now have to use Highway 70. The traffic gridlock is expected to continue for a couple of weeks until the water recedes enough to reopen Highway 40. That traffic will be a hassle, but the more serious problem is with about 50 propane tanks that are floating in the Mississippi in South St. Louis. The tanks are being held in place only by the pipes that feed gas to them. Divers are trying to release small amounts of propane to relieve pressure on the valves. But after two explosions last night, officials aren't taking chances. Police and National Guard today doubled the evacuation area around the plant where the tanks are floating. Colonel Ray Lauer with the St. Louis Police Department says it's a serious situation.
The danger is if there's a sudden escape of gas more than the controlled propane that they want to release into the atmosphere, a vapor cloud could form, and then, of course, it becomes highly flammable.
Police and National Guard troops began waking people out of bed at 6 o'clock this morning, telling them they had no choice but to leave the area. Officials estimate about 2,500 people in the city and 9,000 in the county have had to get out. Most of those who were evacuated over the weekend were staying with families and friends, but this morning a new shelter, Cleveland High School, was packed with people. Elderly men and women sit in folding chairs. A few have walkers. Teenagers are exploring the area. Families with small children have staked out spots on the grass. Most still look stunned about the whole thing. Sitting on the curb outside the school, Kathy Brandia struggles to hold her family together.
We've been staying in our homes trying to save our homes from the water, and now it might go from something else. So everybody's just kind of confused, and you try to keep smiling and hope for the best. So a lot of people didn't get out with anything, and when you have kids, you got to try to grab something. So,
what did you get?
Everybody got a little bit of clothing and the essentials. I don't know if we got toothpaste or toothbrushes, but we got something, I'm sure. We're waiting to find out here what's going on and how long it may be, and we don't know.
Kathy Brandia and many here are scared now. They've stayed in their homes along the River de Pere for 3 weeks without gas or electricity, sandbagging and battling against the water. But Brandia says this they can't fight. Over the weekend, more levees crumbled in St. Charles County, just northwest of St. Louis. Two large agricultural levees also failed since yesterday, flooding 60,000 acres of Illinois farmland south of St. Louis and ripping homes off their foundations. The only good news came this afternoon when the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said the Mississippi River is finally falling. Gary Dyehouse is the chief hydrologist with the Corps.
I feel comfortable in saying that the crest was yesterday morning between 9 and 10 o'clock, a stage of 49.43 here at St. Louis. We feel that if those two levees had not broken, we'd be looking at crest stages today greater than 50 feet here at St. Louis.
The river has already dropped about a foot since yesterday's high point. Officials thought the Mississippi crested here 2 weeks ago, but a monstrous storm system settled over the Midwest and continued to drop torrential rains on levees and towns already full of water. Dyehouse says he believes this time the river has reached the real crest, but no one is resting yet. The Missouri has also crested, but it's still fluctuating, and the soggy levees still have to hold up for another 4 or 5 weeks. River levels are still more than 18 feet above flood stage. I'm Kathy Lohr in St. Louis.